So one thing we asked about was sort of what's become kind of the traditional workup in terms of biomarker evaluation of a patient with metastatic disease. Interesting that when we ask about pan-RAS status, while almost everybody says they do assess, it's certainly been standard for a while. It's interesting, for some reason, they don't all do it first line, which I think is kind of interesting, although maybe they think it's not going to affect their decision, so they don't need it. HER2 status, actually, almost a third of them don't assess HER2 status. And we know there's targetable therapy available, so I think that's kind of interesting. BRAF, it's interesting they assess for BRAF, but again, not necessarily first line. And you can question that. I certainly hear investigators talking about considering BRAF status in terms of first line therapy. They pretty much all assess MSI status. Again, not necessarily first line. You can kind of question why. And then we get into some really interesting stuff. So we ask them about the last patient in their practice who they treated who had an MSI-high colorectal cancer. And almost all these people got an anti-PD-1 antibody, various lines of therapy, usually not first line, as you can imagine, since there are a bunch of effective therapies available. And then the thing that really was interesting was of the 44 patients where we have information at this point, in other words, it's not too early, 41 have responded to a checkpoint inhibitor. I don't know what that means, but it's interesting, that's for sure. And it's interesting, consistently we saw this with MSI and PARP, that the response rates are high. Now, it's not a clinical trial, but it's a random bunch of oncologists. I don't know what it means. We can talk about it.